This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're a couple of months, give or take, from planting season in a lot of the country. A chance for farmers to turn over some fresh earth, literally and figuratively, as they put a difficult 2020 behind them. So we thought we might get an early start on American Agriculture 2021 with a call the other day to one of our regulars. Brian Duncan is his name. He's a hog, corn, and soybean farmer, also the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mr. Duncan, Kai Ryssdal in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
Really good, Kai. Great to talk to you again.
As you sit there thinking about what you're going to put in the ground, let me ask you how the market is in agriculture in the central part of this country.
Well, the markets have turned sharply higher since last harvest. And so, you know, I would say for the first time in 4 or 5 years, we can feel optimistic. We're looking at some pretty improved prices. Part of that, unfortunately, was due to 2 years' worth of short crops, 2019 and 2020. That's resulted in a shortage of supply, which has proven to lead to higher prices.
Higher prices, I imagine, make for happy farmers. It sounds like you're feeling better than you were last time, which was almost a year ago, and you were fairly glum, as most of us were.
Oh, yeah, certainly the COVID curveball, if you want to call it that, was one that was really hard on agriculture. We saw demand destruction occur all over the place, from usage of biofuels to consumption of animal proteins in restaurants and other countries around the world having economic difficulties, which led to a slowdown in exports. Yeah, it was not a very enjoyable experience for agriculture to go through.
As you sit here now, though, on you know, the cusp of what looks to be a good market season for you, and hopefully us getting out of this pandemic in the short term future, has agriculture changed for you, or are you back to normal where you want to be?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kai, and I don't even know what normal is anymore. as we look around what the future demand curve, even for say biofuels, looks like.
Yeah,
we see some hope that. Positivity rates continue to decline, and so maybe people can start gathering together again, sitting in ballparks and eating lots of hot dogs. As a hog farmer, that would be one of the things that would make me very happy. So for right now, we're grateful. We've made it through and have some good markets, at least looking forward for this calendar year.
You know, it's funny. I'm recalling, as I sit here taking notes on what you're saying, the last time we talked, I asked you what agriculture was going to look like once this pandemic's done. And you said to me, tell me what consumer demand is. And that goes to your biofuels thing. It goes to your hot dogs in a ballpark thing. We, just like other parts of this economy are changing, so too is agriculture, depending on what consumers are going to want.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many habits have changed with COVID, and how many of those habits will remain changed? Will people get back in restaurants? Will they drive to work like they used to, or is everybody going to work from home? I think there's a lot of questions, but I also think maybe there's some pent-up economic activity too, Kai, and that's what I'm hopeful for. I'm hoping that people are waiting for the opportunity to rush out to restaurants and take those trips that maybe they weren't able to take last year. So, you know, that's the flip side. Maybe we could see a real rush of economic activity based on pent-up demand. That remains to be seen yet.
One hopes. That's why we're doing a thing on pent-up demand on the show later on this week. Let me ask you just really quickly on the way out here. You are, of course, an official of the Illinois Farm Bureau. You've got macro responsibilities in that state. You're a farmer, too, though. I mean, how are things at your farm? Are the hog piglets growing now, or whatever season that is?
Yeah, sure. So we have hogs all the time. And things are good. You know, I'm fortunate. My wife and I are on a family farm, and we have three of our children involved farming with us that we get to see on a daily basis. And we're really optimistic, looking forward to what we hope is a good year.
Doesn't get any better than that. Brian Duncan, he does hogs and corn and soybeans in Illinois, also the vice president, as I said, of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Always great to talk with you, Kai.
Talk to you soon.